Good evening, and apologies for the delay. There were some technical difficulties, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Simai, Leila Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Leila Nishmas Gittel, Bar Sorav Eliezer, Monoyach. As we approach in the next few days Rosh Hashanah, the thoughts of hatzlocha, success, winning in the judgment, coming out zakai, creating a situation where we face a year of continued and abundant brocha and hatzlocha and mazel and nafas and health and happiness, parnosa and success in everything that we do. We look for ways to accomplish this very, very critical goal. Of course, we know that one of the ways is that we deserve good things, and we certainly, Hashem, is completely and totally trustworthy to deliver for us, to us, everything good that we deserve. But we fear that maybe we don't deserve, and maybe, and certainly by the initial stages of the judgment which take place on Rosh Hashanah, which is, you know, hopefully we can have a Tinyom Kippur to turn things around and correct them, we have this sense of, what am I going to do? I'm not there yet, I'm far from it, and how can I succeed? And we've mentioned in the past, but I think this time it's always worthy of referring to it again. In Kapitel Lamed Gimel in Tehillim, Ranenu Tzadikim, the pasuk says in the middle, Hayotzer Yachad Libom HaMevin El Kol Maaseh, Hashem the Creator, takes together all the hearts of everyone and looks into each of their actions. And from here, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that Hashem judges the world on Rosh Hashanah b'skira achas. Yachad liv, he takes everyone all together, all the hearts, and with one judgment judges each and every one of us with his own individual judgment in one swift look, in one total look. Yachad libom. And the psukim continue and tell us what the score is. Ein ha-melech noisha barov choyil, gibe lo yinosa barov kach. The melech with his great armies, I'm not going to help him. The strong person with his great koyach, I'm not going to help him. Sheker asus l'shua. Again, the armies, the horses, they're false. They cannot help. Only one thing can help, or actually two. Hine ein Hashem el yireyov, lam yachal im l'chasto. The eye of Hashem looks favorably on the fearing people, the God-fearing people. The Yirei Hashem will be Zeicha Bedin, will be Sakai Bedin, because the Yirei Hashem, they're God-fearing people, they do what's right, and stay away from what's wrong. But then it says, Lameyachalim Lachasti, to those who await his curses. And Chofetz Chaim, in this pasuk, in another pasuk similar to this, puts a comma. It says there are two groups. There's the Yirei Hashem, and there's also the Meyachalim Lachasti. On Rosh Hashanah, there are two approaches to the success in the initial stages of the din. One is, if I qualify for the kat, for the group of Yirei Hashem, God-fearing people. But what if I don't qualify? Well, there's another way. Miyachalim l'chastay. Those who awake, those who hope, those who look forward, they're constantly looking towards the chesed Hashem. They feel they may not be deserved. And that is of great and critical concern to them. But they're miyachal l'chastay. I don't take my eyes off Hashem's chesed. I'm constantly awaiting his chesed. I'm relying on him. I'm hoping to him. I'm counting on him. I'm trusting in him. And that, it seems, according to the Chofetz Chaim, that has the impact, the effect of accomplishing the same as the Yirei Hashem, because there's two groups. There's the Yirei Hashem who will be Seichin Adin, and there's the Miyachalim Lachastay who will be Seichin Adin as well. Those that await his chesed. And the next pasuk continues, "Lahatzil b'movis nafsham lechayesom borov," to save them from from death, and to sustain them in famine. The zchus, the zakai bedin, that we so direly await on Rosh Hashanah, is really dependent on one of two alternative factors: the Yirei Hashem or the Miyachalim Lachasim. And if we feel that we are lacking in Yirei Hashem, then we certainly should work on strengthening. We have to work on strengthening both. But we should know that just that I refuse to give up hope. I'm not going to be despondent. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to worry. I'm counting on Hashem. I'm awaiting His chesed. And I refuse to give up. That too has a major skus in the din of Rosh Hashanah. And but the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos tells us that the reason, you know, the Mishnah says we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah because Hashem is sitting in judgment. And the Rambam says there are days of fear, Yirov HaFachad, U'mivrach U'monaselot. The days that we would like to run away from Hashem. But where do we run in that fear? We run into His embrace. We run and put our trust in Him. As the Pasuk that Rabbeinu Yonah brings at the end of the first parak of Brochus, B'yiras Hashem yiftach lis. In the fear of Hashem lies the ultimate strength of the book. Because it's of such concern, because I'm so worried, because I'm so concerned, because so much is at stake, I am B'yiras Hashem. I'm afraid, I'm scared. That's where the strength of Beethoven emanates from. Because then I turn to Hashem, I have no one else to turn to. I run away with fear of Hashem, but only into His embrace, because that's the only place left to turn. That's the only place that I can find refuge, take refuge. And that is that Beethoven in Hashem. That is a schus in the din, besides the schus of being your Hashem. And I think it's worth mentioning that when we talk about the schus of Bitochen, the schus of Meyachalim Lachastri, we should mention that the Chofetz Chaim, in a letter to the soldiers, the Nidchei Yisrael, writes that B'fi Goydel HaBitochen Kach Goydel HaAtzlocha. He says it's not an all or nothing. To the degree that I can strengthen my trust, is to that degree that I have enhanced my success. So it's an ongoing project, something worth strengthening, and every additional nuance of strength brings commensurate barocha to me, and certainly is an extremely worthwhile effort. I want to add to this one more piece of consideration, and that is we want chesed from Hashem. We want this brocha, this chesed, this chus, this shas hadin. But there's something about it which is important to keep in mind. It really depends on rachmi d'shmaya, on Hashem's rachmanus. We say that Hashem is the marachim, ki lo yisamu chasodecho. He's the marachim, he's the one who has rachmanus. He sees our suffering, he sees our situation. And his chesed never ends. His chesed is never withheld, it's endless, because he knows our pain. And he's also the Toyev, ki lechol rachamecha, his rachamim is endless. So if we think about it, Hashem's ha-Toyev, ki lechol rachamecha, he is the good one whose rachamim is never withheld. And he's the merciful one, the merachim, whose chesed never ends. Be'oilom kivinu lo. That gives us strength to put our hope in. To be meyachalim lechastoy. Whose chesed am I awaiting on Rosh Hashanah? I'm awaiting the chesed of the ultimate barachim. The one who knows my situation. The one who knows my suffering. The one who knows my frustration. The one who knows my pain. The one who knows my issues. The one who knows my depression. The one who knows my challenges. The one who knows all of the obstacles that I face in life. And he has rachmanis. He, Kavi Yochel, we speak about Hashem, we can only speak in human terms, but Kavi Yochel Hashem feels my pain and has rachmanis. And in Mele, I can now begin to say, Amarachim, his chesed is endless. So I'm counting on his chesed. Because I know the extent of brothers. And at the time of judgment, we say in the Slichas, Kedalim ucheroshim dofak vasech. Like poor people, we bang on his door because on Rosh Hashanah we're all poor because it all depends upon the Gzeira that he gives us for that year. I think that part is attributed to Naftali Trump, the great Rabbi Rosh Hashiva. But we are Dalim Ucharoshim, like poor people, because we have nothing. We stand in front of Hashem and Rosh Hashanah. And then we, because of that, we say, it's Rahmanis, he sees our pain, sees our worry, sees our concern. It's the Barachim, ki leisamu chasodecho. That gives us the strength to be Me'olam kivinoloch. That gives us the strength to be Me'yachalim lachastoy. And in that schus, we can be zeichavit. And this is the reason it says in Halacha that Erev Rosh Hashanah is treated like an Erev Yontif, to show, and the Yontif meals to show ourselves, that we trust, to tell ourselves, to internalize the message. We trust in the chesed of Hashem. That can make all of the difference. That trust can make a difference. That we should be zeichavit to a year of brocha and hatzlocha and nachas, parnosa teva and brios ad nefesh and brios ad guf. And it should be the kuyim, that maimer, that beseeches Hashem for tichle shono v'kibbeloi seho, tochel shono u'birchoi seho. Bring an end to this year with all of its curses and all of its sorrows, and let it dawn upon us a new year with all of its